MyPillowUSA.org today.
Reserve is saying that the U.S. economy is growing at a modest pace. Really, where is it modestly growing? We're going to talk about that. Also, in California, you know, they keep talking about the big one. When is California going to break apart? I mean, I hope it doesn't happen in our lifetimes, right? But you know that they stage all these crazy mass quake drills? I was actually part of one when I lived in Cali. They got a big one happening. Why do you care? I'll explain. Also, seems as though women give more money to charity than men. That's according to a new study. Do you think that's really true? Probably because a lot of women control the money in the households, perhaps. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But anyway, I'll give you all the sort of details. Right off the top, though, it's about foreclosures. And now they're talking about foreclosures having to be signed, because remember there was the mess with all the paperwork, the foreclosures having to be signed by the lawyers. Then that way you wouldn't have all these documents that were flying around in this crisis mode of, they're offering me a Lexus, tickets to the big game, a Rolex, if I can just get 1,000 foreclosures pushed through in one day. I mean, I guess I'm slightly exaggerating, but that's kind of what it was like. Do the paperwork, get it through, push it through as quickly as possible, and whatever we have to do to incentivize you, we're willing to do that because they could make big money by quickly getting it out there. I mean, this is truly a nightmare, and we're only seeing the beginning of it. It is a big-time crisis. I mean, there is real fear out there of paralysis in the housing market, and, of course, there's a lot of fallout on that front. So, okay, so now you have to go back to square one, and you have to have lawyers sign these documents. That just ties it up a little bit more, but still, in sorting through the things that happened previously, that's going to take a long time. Truly, when people have said to me that it's going to be 2 years or so before the 2 or 3 or maybe even 4 years before the housing situation gets sorted out in this country, you know, we had Harry Dent on, the economic forecaster. He was talking about that. How awful it was and how we have no idea what we're in store for this decade. I hate to start off with doom and gloom, but you know, truly, that's what has been created here. This greed has now set up a trap door for all of us that, unfortunately, we're not avoiding. We're probably all going to fall into. Even if we're not getting foreclosed on, we're all going to suffer as a result of it because of the value of our houses in whatever neighborhood it is that you live in. Here's Kathleen Day on that very thing.
The system is so broken, we can't even estimate how many people have unfairly lost their homes. They've been wrong all along the way. So forgive me if I wonder, is it true that they now are telling us this is not a real problem?
Yep, they've been wrong. She's right all along the way. And the upshot of it is you just have to weather it. We just have to weather it. We just have to hunker down and realize whether we were responsible or not, unfortunately, because of the greedy SOBs, it filters down to every single one of us. And all you can do is just march through it. You just have to weather the storm. I wish I had better advice, but that's what you have to do. You're going to see more kids moving in with parents and people consolidating because they're not going to be able to sustain whatever their way of life is. All right, we have a big, bad controversy that happened after Juan Williams appeared on Bill O'Reilly's show on Fox. You know, I actually like Juan Williams, and people who are uber conservative like Bill O'Reilly like him too. And Bill Maher likes him, and that makes sense with Bill Maher's show. But what he's trying to do, at least in the case of Bill O'Reilly, is add some liberal points of view, just like Bill Maher is trying to add some conservative points of view on his show. So Juan Williams, who's a known political pundit, comes on and they start talking about the terrorist dilemma. And what Bill O'Reilly says is that the cold truth is that in the world today, the jihad world, aided and abetted by some Muslim nations, it's the biggest threat on the planet. And I agree with that. Of course it's the biggest threat on the planet. Whether it's whatever the percentage is, it doesn't matter. We know it's a threat that's always there. So Juan Williams agrees. He agrees with it. And then when they're talking, he says, listen, he goes on a little bit further. He says, I'm not bigoted. I'm not a bigoted man, Bill. You know the books I write about civil rights movements in this country. But when I get on a plane, I got to tell you, if I see people who are in Muslim garb, I think, you know, they're identifying themselves first and foremost as Muslims, and I get worried. I get nervous. NPR immediately dropped him. Poof, he's gone. They said, that's it, he's gone. And I think it's foul. Shame on NPR. Of course, they can do what they want to do, and that's exactly what they did in this case, because he didn't agree with what the overwhelming opinion is for the folks that work at NPR, and they missed an opportunity. They wanted him to go on Bill O'Reilly and get the ratings, but not when it didn't suit their purposes. Izzy is listening to us in Missouri. Hey, Izzy, how are you? Izzy. Yep. She dropped. Izzy, you can call back in, and I'll give you a free pass. Sorry about that. All right, so I was getting on my soapbox there about Juan Williams, who I think is good on the shows that he goes on. And he definitely has a liberal point of view. And he definitely has written about civil rights and about the rights of people and freedom of speech and all that sort of stuff. And he said, in the words that I just mentioned to you, That very thing. He was being honest, saying, you know, listen, he said, I'm not a bigot, but here's the deal. This does make me nervous. And that was it for NPR. Oh, well, I'm sure Juan Williams is fine. He'll appear more on Fox and other shows, and he's got books and things out there. But he really was known for being an NPR commentator. All right, in the meantime, how about this? Billionaire George Soros, since we're talking about the media, is a patron of certainly liberal political causes in the United States. Check this out. He's giving $1 million to Media Matters in what he says is an attempt to stop the growing popularity of Fox News. But what some of the Fox people are saying is, listen, this just confirms it for us. Soros is out to manipulate the public opinion in the same way he steers currency trades. And what it is because Fox News, if it's popular, or if we see, it's like the Tea Party or the threats from the Tea Party, how do you combat that if you're on the, quotes, other team, since this is the way we operate in America? Well, this is what Soros is doing. He's throwing money at it. And it's a sizable donation, I would say, because MoveOn.org is a very liberal political website, and he's backing it, hoping that this will help also in the midterm elections, because there's a fear of a Republican avalanche, and it might be impossible to stop. How real is that avalanche? We're going to talk about that next on America Tonight.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3. 8663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Hi, I'm here talking with Don Wiskin of HeartDrop.com. I understand that you changed the name of your product, Don.
Yes, we did. It's now Extendivite, meaning to extend your life.
Wow, extend your life. Everybody wants to extend their life. How's it made, Don?
Well, Extendivite is made from herbs gathered from many different parts of the world. We chose 7 of the heart and health-related herbs known to improve your health.
Your heart drops have always kept me from feeling sick or run down, Don. Will Extendivite continue to do the same thing for me?
Yes, it will. All we changed was the name. I'm here because at 42, I had a heart attack and the garlic cayenne drops gave me back my life.
We have been talking with Don Wiskin about his exciting new product called Extendivite. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit his website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Thanks for joining us on America Tonight. Kate Delaney, happy to be the skipper on this wild cruise. The Avalanche, will there be one on November 2nd? Meaning, are the Republicans going to take over control of both chambers? It depends on who you listen to. Some of the races are pretty close, and some of them are still pretty far apart, like New York. Carl Palandino is going to need a miracle to beat Andrew Cuomo. He's not, I don't see that. So Cuomo is going to be the governor there. That's the Democrats. But I think there are other dicey races. California is a mystery. Who knows? Does Meg Whitman pull it out as the governor of California? Carly Fiorina, does she do it against Barbara Boxer, the longtime Democratic senator from Cali? There's a lot of questions, and there's a lot of close, tight races. Senate race in Kentucky, Rand Paul, Jack Conway, Jack being the Democrat, Rand being the Republican, too close to call if you look at the polls. Election night is going to be fascinating. It's going to be a kaleidoscope into all the things that we've talked about here on America Tonight. You know, and then there are a lot of people who say you want to talk about an avalanche, not just of the Republicans, but of the politicians in general. Just boot them all out. So you may see some Republicans who have been there forever who haven't done a good job who also get booted. It just may be a complete turnover across the board. Just get them all out. That was the theory of some. Why cherry pick? Get the incumbents out and replace them. I think the Republicans do take over. How, by what margin, I don't know. And then ultimately, now, do they work with the president? Do we see things happen? It's funny, if you go back in history, everybody always says, well, if it shouldn't be partisan, if it was nonpartisan, there was more cooperation, things would get passed. But if you actually go through and did some research, when you had a more partisan approach. I'm just going to say partisan approach. Actually, that's sometimes when things get passed. And sometimes it's when the president, I know that there can be a block, but sometimes it's when the president is the opposite party of who's in control of the chambers, because they have to play nice. They have to court each other. Let's go to Izzy in Missouri. Hey, Izzy.
Hi, Kate. I have two quick questions, and then I'll get to my Muslim issue.
Okay.
And you can stop me anytime because I'm a bit radical on that. But when on the nail the scar, I hit my sin button. I wait until you announce the teams, and because my choices are the same numbers every week.
I love that.
But there's a lot of people that call in. I can never get through. I don't even bother trying anymore. Do you look at the emails? So that
I do. I got your email. I got your email, but you missed two. Everybody missed.
Oh, I know. But I keep going, oh, no, they just took one of my numbers. What if he gets the second one? And I get all excited. Anyway, I was just curious of how that worked as far as time-wise, if somebody popped in and...
No, usually what I do, so, like, if yours came through, because, you know, sometimes when you send it, who knows, does it go right through or whatever, I get it right away. It's up. It's simultaneously up. So if it comes in... Even if I don't say it on the air, I would put it down.
Okay.
So it probably was after if you heard the first number. So don't worry. You're in there. You're in the gate.
Okay. Muslim. Murfreesboro. Anybody heard of a Civil War battle at Stone River? Let me tell you, it was a fierce battle. And Murfreesboro is in the heart of Mason-Dixon country. Do people really think the Muslims can even begin to take over there? I mean, seriously. And second, I do not believe there is a moderate Muslim on this planet. Islam is a sect. Truly, it is a sect. It's an entire way of life. What you wear, how you wear it, what you eat, how you eat it, et cetera, et cetera. And America is too hedonistic to ever be taken over. We would have to literally be slaughtered by the tens of millions in order for that to happen. So the gentleman in Texas, I think it was him.
Dan, yeah.
I don't believe that for 2 seconds because Americans are resilient.
Yeah, I agree too.
And I'm sorry, there's not a Muslim on this planet that I trust. And I'm with the gentleman Juan from NPR. I have to write them because I do read them and tell them that was just a gross miscarriage of justice because he's right. I have fears. I mean, my God, I have not flown in years now, even though I take the train. But I'm always looking around to see, who's on this train. Because we go a lot across a lot of high bridges that I'm terrified of.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, perfect place to blow us all into kingdom. Come here.
But you know what, Izzy? They tell us to do that, to look for people leaving things, to look around you, to be more aware. They say that in New York all the time when you're in the subway system. So it's basically like, okay, we're not telling you to profile, but I guess you would be profiling if you're really looking around for things, wink, wink. And absolutely, on Juan Williams, he's a good guy, and he was being honest. Isn't that great? That here he is. He is a liberal, and he's saying, yeah, I feel like Izzy. I feel like Kate. I feel like some of the other people that... Yeah, I might get a little nervous, and I'm going to be honest about it, instead of just towing the line and saying what he thought was politically correct. That's why Bill O'Reilly had him on, because he knows that he's going to say what he thinks.
But listen to this. Back when all the 9/11 stuff was going on here in Missouri, now this is fact, and there's two parts of this, so I'll try to hurry through it. A friend of mine, a very young man, he's like another son to me. I keep collecting sons. Jeez. He had taken me to the store, and unfortunately it was at Walmart, but we noticed two Middle Eastern, derivation-looking men buying cell phones. And I'm like, come on, let's go see. Because, you know, the cop never leaves you. You can be taken out of the cop shop, but the cop doesn't come out of your veins.
Sure.
And we followed them, and then they went down to a Big Lots and bought more cell phones. And I'm like, okay, no, give me your cell phone. And we called the police. And then I said, no, call the FBI, too, because we have podunk police. In my opinion, sometimes it irritates me. And we did, and it turned out they were under suspicion. And I'm like, okay, we did our good deed. And we followed them clear out of town for quite a ways. And I said, now let's back off, because the bodies were coming along, the troopers. And I said, deed is done. and I did read about an arrest. But we had 9/11 planners in the Ozarks. There's a little mountain resort there with a little old-fashioned log cabins. They were there, and by, I think it was a day, the FBI just converged on that area, and they missed them by a day. But they found maps and planning. But we have a Muslim doctor in Jefferson City, and she has threatened a number of employees, and one girl got so scared that this is fat because the doctors were up in arms, some of them that knew about it, but then, of course, we hushed up because of political correctness, and I'm like, that's a load of adjective.
Right.
She threatened a girl, and she got so scared she moved. Now, this is all true. And I called the FBI, and they said, we're aware of it, we're watching her, and she cornered her in an elevator in the hospital and said, we will get all you Americans.
No,
and this
nice.
Girl quit her job, moved out of town. And I'm like, this is crap. And I said, if I ever run into that woman, trust me, I'll have the mouth from hell at times when I get my temper up. And I thought, no, people wake up. Muslims are not all friends, and they are not moderate, and they obey the Quran to the letter. And that's my opinion, and I will never, ever change it. And I've heard this from any number of our troops that say, okay, yeah, they're friendly and nice to us. And I said, just don't turn your back. Because as soon as they're told to do something, I don't care who they are, they're going to strap a bomb on and blow you to kingdom come. And that's
now
a fact.
That's an interesting perspective, Izzy. Thanks. Are you hardcore like Izzy? Do you really think that everybody who is a Muslim is ultimately, if they're rallied, will do that? They'll ultimately spur into action. You know, I understand and I agree with what Juan Williams said and all that stuff. But in the case of everyone who is a Muslim wants to do that, I still can't say that across the board. The reason I can't, okay, Muhammad Ali, he's a Muslim. Do you think Muhammad Ali, God bless him, who's riddled with Parkinson's disease, do you think that he's rallied into action or his wife will be rallied into action against other Americans? No. I still say, yes, it may be a thin core. I understand that. And I will cop to that. And I agree that there are definitely sleeper cells. There are definitely situations like what Izzy was saying. I've heard similar stories from people. And then they don't get reported. People don't talk about it for fear of retribution and what might happen. But I still believe there is a small majority of people who adopt that religion who don't feel that way. 800-259-5791.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great and will help you with your health. And you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I just want to hear more of it.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete
with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Men, when you want the spark back in your love life, when you want to bring back intimacy, when you want to please the special woman in your life, use Mojo Ryzen. Mojo Ryzen is a safe, revolutionary herbal sexual formula for men that combines ancient Chinese school of thought and modern science to significantly support stamina, performance, and pleasure. Mojo Ryzen is a proven 100% natural product that works the first time, every time. Mojo Ryzen works even after consuming alcohol. Mojo Ryzen will not give you unwanted side effects. Mojo Ryzen will allow you to give your partner what they deserve. Try just three capsules of Mojo Ryzen, and if not completely satisfied, send back the remainder for a full refund. Buy Mojo Ryzen at mojo-radio.com. That's mojo-radio.com. Or call toll-free 1-877-330-1120. That's 877-330-1120. Go big, go strong with Mojo Ryzen all night long.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Whoa, you know, you know, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, when it came to winning Blue River. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow. Yeah, you must have been a beautiful baby. Cause baby, won't you look at you now? Come on, you.
Well, we're talking about some key races when it comes to politics. And it comes down to the wire, really, I think November 2nd. Is there going to be that avalanche that I was talking about before? Some of the Republican challengers like Carly Fiorina in California, Dino Rossi in Washington, they've slipped a little bit behind the Democratic incumbents, but they're still there in that, you know, 4 or 5 point range. So it's hard to tell. The independents are going to, I think, play a big role in this. If Republicans win the Senate, they would control the agenda, I guess, by sending legislation to the press, because let's face it, that's how it works, right? He would have to sign or get out the veto pen and veto. The Democratic control of the Senate would be sort of a tiebreaker of sorts between a Democratic White House and a House that Republicans are expected to win, because they only need 10 seats that are now held by the Dems to win a 51-49 Senate majority. And 11 Democratic seats are in play. Three are likely Republican pickups. The rest are too close to call, way too close to call. And Democrats are within striking distance of one Republican held seat. That's the one in Kentucky, because we don't know what's going to happen with Rand Paul or Jack Conway. Is the Democrat. It's too close to call at this point. Boy, it's intriguing stuff, I'll tell you. Speaking of coming down to the wire, you know we're going to do a huge preview of the Breeders' Cup. The Breeders' Cup is going to be at Churchill Downs for the 7th time ever. But it's the first time it goes back to Churchill Downs, which is just an incredible an incredible facility. And you know it, the Kentucky Derby, right? 2006 was the last time. So you've got 14 classic races with 5 Breeders' Cup races on day 1 and 9 big ones on day 2. So the Breeders' Cup, of course, is the 5th and the 6th of November. Somebody asked me, hey, do you want to go do whatever it was? They wanted me to go speak somewhere or something on the 5th and the 6th. I'm like, are you crazy? It's the Breeders' Cup. There's no way. So we're going to have some cool people on to talk about that and talk about a horse that I heard is going to be interesting to watch called Path Fork, who's actually coming to the States for the Breeders' Cup Juvenile race, and that this horse is a great horse that had some amazing wins in Ireland. But how will Path Fork, I love that name, run on the dirt? Thanks to Trey in Kentucky calling in. It reminded me to tell all of you that we're going to have the big preview of the Breeders' Cup. Trey, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Hey, Kate, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
I love it, love it, love it. Thanks for mentioning that horse, by the way. It just reminds me we don't have one in that race. The Breeders' Cup Sprint. I don't think his odds are very good right now, but he's still ours, so you got to root for the home team. It's Warriors Reward.
Warriors Reward in the Sprint.
Yeah, it's going to be in the Sprint.
Cool.
So far, he worked out this morning, or yesterday morning, I'm sorry, and he did pretty good, and he's had a couple of mishaps here and there, but so far, so good. We'll see.
Wow, cool. That's a good tip. I'm going to look into that horse, Warriors Reward. Thank you.
Yeah, I miss listening to Izzy. I ain't heard from her in a while. I wanted to just say the whole Muslim religion thing.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's hard to discuss religion like that because you have so many, all the religions brainwash to a certain extent. You know, you have the severe, you know, you got to follow by the book, by the
extremist
letter.
Extremists, yeah.
Yeah, extremists, and it's hard to pinpoint who is and who isn't. Every
yes.
religion has, I mean, if you ask me, hell, any of the extremists in any religion scare me.
Yeah, I agree. Absolutely, we're on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, look at Phelps and all of them. My Lord, what are they thinking? But, you know, I mean, to each his own, as long as you're not hurting anybody physically, you know, no big deal. And I think that's where the Muslims, they don't get it, why we're so upset about it, because it's always them, you know, that's coming out, and, well, at least in the news and everything, it's always Muslim, 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 so.
Right.
It's just hard to distinguish who's extreme, who's not. I've met Muslims in Lexington that, you know, they're just like everyday people, you know, no big deal, and didn't seem
right, so
extreme.
So, Trey, you agree then that you met some really kind, gentle, normal people, and you really don't think that they're going to blow us up?
Yeah, not at all. But then
I agree.
Again, you know, I was growing up where I grew up in Mississippi, you know, Southern Baptist all around us. You meet somebody one day, and then the next day you're like, oh, my Lord, I didn't even know you were like that. You know, what are you doing? You're holding a snake. Are you a freak? What's wrong with you?
Exactly.
I mean, you never know. And that's the hard part is just not knowing.
Right. The fear. The fear, because you just don't know how far somebody takes it. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like Scientology is a nutty, crazy thing. I can't believe they call it religion. But,
yeah.
You know, but you talk to some people, and they will argue circles around you about that and say,
yeah.
No, it's done this for me. It's this and this and this. And then there's other people that will say, oh, it's brainwashing. It's nutty. It's kooky. And it drains people's resources. So, absolutely. The, you know, religion is used for good things and evil things.
Yep. I don't know. It's just crazy trying to pinpoint who's what. And once you get everybody nervous, you know, everybody. You know, if it was the Christians doing it, everybody be looking at everybody wearing a cross around their neck saying, you know, oh, my God, are you fixing to blow me up? You know, it's be the same thing. So.
Absolutely. It's crazy. So you and I are on the same page with that. We have a much more moderate take. Thanks, Trey.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
You have a good one. And a good tip on Warriors Reward. Let's move to Jaron in Iowa. Hello.
Hey, Kate. How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
Can I run through all 3 or 4 real quick points?
Sure.
I don't believe all Muslims are extremists. But they did, you know, Islamofascist hit us on September 11th.
Yep.
01. Tell me, Kate, what has changed? Since 9/11, Nothing has changed. They still want to murder us. So why isn't the rage still out there like it was on 9/12? I've listened to some of your callers, and they're very intense. I'm intense about it. I took a flight lately. It was about half full, and there were two or three Arab-looking men that were together, but they were seated somewhat closely. And I boarded the plane, and then I was sitting ahead of them. And I asked the stewardess to sit behind them because I wanted to see if anything was going to go on. That plane is not going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it'll go down, but it's not going to hit no building.
Mm-hmm.
And what was her name, Izzy?
Mm-hmm.
I can assure Izzy, I ran into a Muslim one time that kind of shot his mouth off about Islam and taking over. And I said, listen, bud, you take one of us, we'll take 1,000 of you. And my last point, I wanted to talk about California, Kate.
Yeah.
Did Meg Whitman, did she found eBay?
Yes, she ran eBay. She was the head of eBay. She was the person who started it, yes.
Okay, be it Republican or Democrat, Jerry Brown had been governor before.
Uh-huh.
Just step back and take a look. This woman started this company. She spent $140 million of her own money. So you know how much money she's made. I think anybody with any sensibility would look at it. I mean, to me anyway, I think if she could get in as governor, she would have that state, you know, somewhat turned around in 5 years.
Yeah, you know what? That's an interesting comment. Thanks for the call. And Meg Whitman is a businesswoman. So do business people, would some of them make better politicians? Remember, that was the thing about Mitt Romney that people were talking about. Geez, if Mitt Romney could get elected, look what he did when he was in Massachusetts. Look what he did with saving the Salt Lake Olympics, because he's a business guy. He knows how to operate financially. So sometimes the business person, it works out. Sometimes it doesn't when it comes to the game of politics. You could kind of argue both of that. I mean, I think Meg Whitman did incredible things with eBay, and there's no doubt. And you're making the point. She also pumped her own money into it. So, yeah, I get that as well. You're talking about the Muslim side of things, and why aren't people more vigilant? You know, the question is, because I was there when 9/11 happened, and to me the worst is that there's no capturing of bin Laden. I mean, I know there's all kinds of theories that run rampant about what really happened, and was there a cover-up, and was there this, and was there that, and who was complicit in it. You know, listen, I don't care about all that. What I care about when I say that I don't care about that is the fact that still, after all these years, no bin Laden, nothing, his head on a platter. I don't care. Captured, whatever. And then people argue, well, if he's captured, that he'd just be a martyr. That would make things worse. Oh, baloney. Because it would always be worse. Islamic terrorist is an Islamic terrorist, and they'll look for any excuse to do something extreme. So to me, truly, the answer is catching bin Laden. And why people aren't more up in arms and want more answers and all that sort of stuff, it's because as it's like the news cycles. Something happens, we move on to the next thing. You know, this is terrible and it's a horrible thing to say, but so many behind closed doors, so many people will say, well, if we had another incident happen here in the United States, something really big, people would be back onto it again. And I'm not wishing that. I hope not. Let's just capture bin Laden. Taking a few more on the flip side.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency. And I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Now you can foster hope, enhance well-being, and heal your mind, body, and spirit on WebTalkRadio.net. On the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show, you'll learn new self-care practices and how to live every day to the fullest. Our guests include holistic physicians, best-selling authors, and inspiring individuals whose fascinating stories will help you find meaning within your own life. Tune in to the Hope, Healing, and Well-Being Show on WebTalkRadio.net.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
In 1965, this was the sound. Come on, Susan. One more time. Fantasy and a drag. Papa's got a brand new bag.
All right, we have a lot of people in the bullpen. Let's pull a few of them out. First up is Brian in Missouri. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Kate. I'd just like to touch on one point with the election coming up that you haven't touched on is all the municipalities and government agencies that's been trying to get tax increases passed in this tough economic times. I'm not doubting that they need the money to try to keep everything going. It's just, it seems like every time we have an election, we always have at least one on the ballot from somebody.
Right.
And I think they need to at least try to space them out a little bit better than what they've been doing. So that way it's not like you pass one then back in April and then in November you've got another one on the ballot.
I know. And you know what? I think it's like they really honestly, the municipalities, like you say, depending on where you live, that maybe they're counting on we're not paying attention. And before you know it, you're like, whoa, how am I supposed to, what am I paying for this? I don't get it. Yeah, you're right. Why am I being asked about this again? Didn't we just cover this last time around? You're right.
Because it seems like where I'm at, we just passed a sales tax referendum for our local ambulance district. And now I'm understanding the 911 board is wanting another sales tax increase. This upcoming election, it's like, didn't we just pass one for one person? Now somebody else has their hand out too. And I'm pretty sure probably somebody, excuse me, I'm still trying to get over a little bit of a cold, and I'm sure somebody else probably next April will have their hand out wanting another sales tax increase of some sort. It's like, can't we space this out a little bit better?
Yeah, well, you see what's happening. Thanks for the call. Here's a big answer to that, is that some of the municipalities are in trouble. It's just like the state governments. Then you can even break it down to smaller, the city governments, and they need money. And so that's what they're doing. They go back and say, oh, we didn't get enough from the tax base, so we got to do this. And then all of a sudden you see that it's voted on in the city council, and maybe you weren't paying attention, and it's back on the ballot again. And then the thing to do is vote it down, especially if they keep throwing them at you. Let's go to Pat in PA. Hey, Pat.
I guess I have to just say that I get extremely frustrated at the gullibility and the sheep-like tendencies of most of the American public. Before September 11th, most Americans didn't even know what religion was dominant in the Middle East, and still even today, most Americans probably can't even find the Middle East on a map. And all of a sudden, since 9/11, if you want to be fearful of who pulled off and blew up those buildings of in Manhattan, all three of the buildings, it was the third one, building number 7, which wasn't hit by a plane. But if you want to be afraid of whoever did that, you should be afraid of old white men in suits with red power ties. You know, those are the people who pulled off 9/11. It wasn't any Muslims or Muslim extremists or anything. And, in fact, if you pull 9/11 out of the picture, name one time when a Muslim did some kind of terrorist act, blew something up. Everybody's afraid if they're going to blow up this and strap bombs on. It's just totally insane.
People, all right, Pat, I'm gonna disagree with you because I don't believe that. I believe that, yes, there are Islamic extremists that do want to make a point, that want to rally for Allah. And I do believe that. I've talked to enough people in the CIA, I've talked to enough people in the FBI that I believe are not pulling a ruse or pulling the wool over my eyes. I do believe that, yes, there are people that want to harm us, and it's not politicians that are trying to just line their pockets and go and create a one world order and shove the rest of us out. Do I think that there is some maneuvering? Oh, absolutely. Do I think there is some conspiracies? You bet. But, and especially with the third building, I could go there with the third building and the gold, but not with the World Trade Centers. I was there, no way, no how. All right, let's move from Pat to Dale in Illinois. Hey, Dale.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Okay. I wanted to get to this Juan Williams thing. I was kind of out of pocket today and didn't hear this, but doesn't NPR get their funding from taxpayers?
Yes.
Well, there you go. He makes one comment, and it's obviously what side of the political fence they're on. I mean, I guess that isn't anything new, but, you know, that's just a damn shame.
It is a shame because he was honest. He said what he thought, so then he gets booted because of it.
I don't think Juan Williams is going to miss a meal over it.
I don't think so either.
But it shows their side. I wanted to bring up one other issue, too. That has to deal with the NAACP. I've mentioned before that I wondered when the left was going to start playing their race card. Well, they did today. Now the Tea Party folks are racist and bigots. I mean, these people have no shame. How much of this crap are we going to have to put up with for the next week and a half? Who knows? Let's just get out and vote, folks.
Yeah, absolutely. Get out and vote because you can make a difference. Don't think you can't. You're 100% right, Dale.
Well, I hope that, I don't know, some of these Senate races are pretty close, but, you know, there's some jockeying in these polls, too. It all depends on how these questions are asked, both pro and con for conservatives and pro and con for liberals.
Right.
So, you know, the election is going to determine that. I got one other thing. I hope we don't have the kind of voter fraud that some people looked after we had in some places in 2006 and some in 2008. But we'll have to see. So,
yeah, let's hope we have a clean election. For goodness sake, we don't live in a banana republic.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice if they could be completely clean and we wouldn't have to worry about the results? Dale, thanks.
Nah.
You have a good one. Let's move to our final one, Chris in Missouri. Hey, Chris.
Hi, Kate. Yeah, I just wanted to talk about the extremist Muslims, you know. I believe that there are moderate Muslims out there, but they're scared of the extremists, too, because if they don't go along with them, then they'll want to kill them, too, because they're not a good enough Muslim, you know, and they just have this power that of fear that that's how they get by in the world.
That's how they operate. And you know what? The great example is, and this is why I truly believe there is this element. It might be small. Hey, it could be a small faction. It doesn't matter, but it does exist. If you think about the cartoonist, the female cartoonist who had the Prophet Muhammad Day and that got on to Facebook, well, listen, the FBI, not for nothing, warned her, you got to leave. And, you know, she's not getting witness protection. She had to drop her career and go and hide because they said, you're going to be killed. You're going to be murdered.
Yeah,
and the same thing with the Danish cartoonist. So if these were guys in white, these were white men in suits, well, you know, I'll be damned. I don't think so. I think these are extremists that want to kill people who talk about or trash or even joke in any way, which they were just doing satire, the Prophet.
Yeah, and they do the same thing with moderate Muslims that say, you know, we shouldn't be doing this. We're a religion of peace, and we should be practicing this. And, you know, and the extremists, they go after them as well as the cartoonists.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, everybody's on their hit list, and it doesn't matter unless you want to bow down and kiss their feet. You're not going to get along with them. And that's the way it's been throughout history, and they've been put down with several wars before. We had to go over and fight them ourselves off the Barbary Coast way back when.
Mm-hmm.
People forget that's why the Marines were formed, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and before that, it was what the Crusades, you know. I mean, throughout history, they come up every time they get a little bit of money, get a little bit of power. They go off on their thing and try and take over the world, and until somebody comes along with enough to stand up to them and go out and fight them to the death, you know, until you kill enough of them. There's no other way around it, sadly.
Yep. Absolutely. You made perfect sense to me. We're in complete agreement. Thanks for the call. I'm going to leave you with this one from Saul Bellow, who said, take our politicians. They're a bunch of yo-yos. The presidency is now a cross between a popularity contest and a high school debate with an encyclopedia of cliches, the first prize.